Communications with the Libyan capital have been difficult, but last night we reached Nasser Adib on Skype. He's a businessman in Tripoli. He says he's in a news vacuum.
We couldn't, you know, use our cell phones. And sort of like you felt like you're living in a big city. Meanwhile, you're isolated to the world.
Yesterday, he got a text from the government to report to work. On the way, he stopped by the hospital to donate blood. He said the city was eerily quiet. The burned cars and army tanks he'd seen the day before were gone.
So when I drove out and then I saw the situation, I said, just like nothing happened. Everything's been cleaned. And the worst thing is, it's really confusing here in Tripoli where the dead body goes. Nobody knows where they are.
Nasser Adib has a well-paying job. He says he's done well financially, but Gaddafi's reign has ruined the country's reputation. He's tired of feeling embarrassed, he says, about his homeland.
I travel a lot. I've seen the world. And it come a time that when if someone asks me where I'm from, I don't say I'm Libyan.
Instead, he tells people he's from Tripoli, Lebanon, which, by the way, does exist. Though today he says he's not embarrassed, Nasser Adib says he's joining the protesters. It's Morning Edition.